Kentucky's largest grain cooperative is celebrating a milestone this year. Hopkins Elevator turned 50 in March, with General Manager Eston Glover III noting the growth of the co-op earlier this month during the annual membership meeting.
We started out a little over 600,000 bushels of storage space. Over the years, we're up to almost 20 million bushels worth of storage at four different locations in the state of Kentucky, and also we have our river terminal in Clarksville, Tennessee. And it's been a gradual deal, but seems like it's really grown fast. 1,000 bushels additional space of storage per day.
Glover adds the membership has steadily grown even with the changes in agriculture.
When we started, there were 180 original member owners that put the money together to buy this place on Skyline Drive. And right now we're upwards of 3,600 members spread out all over Western Kentucky, Tennessee, and represented pretty well every state in the United States.
He notes Hopkins Elevator is more than just a Western Kentucky cooperative.
Out of 120 counties in the state of Kentucky, I think we've got stockholders in maybe 80 of those counties. And of course, Alan, as we had just talked, it seems like that we're continuing to grow further and further east and central parts of Kentucky, but really amazing how the business and how we've grown in the number of stockholders.
We'll have more in a moment. October through December is the peak period for automobile deer collisions on the highway. Drivers should be especially alert in the hours just before and after dawn and dusk when deer are often on the move. Pay special attention to those deer crossing signs on the highway where patterns of deer movement are most likely. At night, with oncoming traffic, use high beam headlights to increase your range of vision. Be alert, slow down, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. Hopkins Elevator General Manager Eston Glover III notes the addition of Kentucky's only ethanol plant is a win-win for agriculture.
Commonwealth Agri-Energy is the value-added portion of our ethanol plant, which is currently going through an expansion and pretty well, I think, just right now being online to produce close to 45 million gallons of ethanol a year. Which would be about 15 million bushels of corn.
He adds a load of grain delivered to the elevator could wind up several thousand miles from Kentucky.
A big percentage of our wheat and beans go export on barge and to different countries around, and obviously not to forget about the customers that we take care of locally, whether it be in the distillery business, poultry business. We've got several pork customers that we're railing corn to out on the East Coast. Pretty well move grain all over the world.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.